Hi friends, welcome to episode 189 of Legends of Lore, the completely official Electronic Arts and Respawn Entertainment sanctioned podcast for the smash hit video game Apex Legends. It's hard to believe we've been doing this for 4 years, but for whatever reason, the game we know and love that we've been playing for all that time has been picking up steam lately. Our numbers are through the roof. We cracked over 1 million downloads just last month, so welcome any new listeners. We're all kill leaders here. Ha ha ha. That's a little inside joke we have here at Legends of Lore. Gruntfreepress.com is an affiliate site that's a fan page that paid for some advertising this week, so go check those guys out. Podcast at gruntfreepress.com. is all the ad read that they gave me says. So maybe to send them an email. I don't know what that website's about. We don't endorse them. It's just an ad I had to read from my boss. So now that that's out of the way, I'm your host, Absolute Deicide, and get ready to drop and roll.
Pilot mode engaged.
Welcome back, pilot. I've kept the seat warm for you.
Introducing your champion.
Bring it. Just share will be waiting for you down there.
I can jump faster. Follow me.
It's a beautiful day. Let's make the most of it.
Champion challenger means little if you die.
Try not to blink. You may miss me.
Hope you're ready for some fun.
Oh, am I supposed to talk?
Ha ha ha. Gets me every time. Well, folks, we got a jam-packed show for you. As always, we'll start off by reaching into the mailbag and answering a request from a longtime friend of the show, RedSnapper69. And Snapper asks, "Dear Legends of Lore, your weekly tips and tricks keep me at the top of my game. Whether it's the best places to land, team makeup, communication tips, I love all of your advice. Not to mention, the hilarious host keeps me chuckling on my long drive to work. Why, last week your Pathfinder impressions had me in tears. I was laughing so hard I nearly drove off of a bridge. I love that little guy. I know you've covered this before, you guys are the Legends of Lore, after all, but is there any way you could give us loyal listeners a refresher course on the biographies of each character in the game? I could dig through your back catalog, but seeing how the older episodes are now behind a paywall, I'm a little short this week. I plan on selling my car to meet the annual subscription costs for... I know it's a cheap $299, but could you give an updated breakdown on the biographies of each Apex Legends character? I know you'll be repeating yourself at this point, but for the new listeners, maybe, don't worry. No one will accuse you of wasting your week mindlessly playing the game instead of playing the shitload of other games you have that would have made for more interesting conversation. And I know you wouldn't just read directly off the EA website or anything either. You're too good for that. Lifelong fan, lifeline fan, Snapper." So, yeah, it is a little odd that the show is called Legend of Lore, and we've gone this long without giving a detailed character biographies, isn't it? I mean, 4 years running every week. Well, you know, who am I to say no to a fan? I mean, though I will remind everyone, there is exclusive additional content available for all of our top-tier Patreon backers, the Legends of Lore. That's what we call it, the top tier on Patreon there. And don't forget to subscribe to our Twitch channel, and archives are available for the older streams that we did, but that's only for paid subscribers. And head over to merch.legends.co to order our amazing t-shirts and hats and mugs and other little interesting craft-like products we've got over there. And I'll remind people now that the listener designer contest, you know, we just have a contest every year for whoever has the best design for Legends of Lore. For the 2019 is it's now live. You know, we had a month to process last year's, and now the winner is up on the site there. That's merch.legends.co. So submit your designs for 2019, and maybe you'll be the winner next year. Again, all proceeds go to Legends of Lore, and it's just fan. We just appreciate everybody. Just the prestige you get of just knowing that your design is on the shirts is what is your reward. So follow us on Twitter at LegLore Official. That's LegLore Official. Instagram, we are Lore of Legend Apex, and join our Facebook group as well. It's invite only. We're gonna have to, you know, we try to weed out the trolls. So, and now a word from our sponsors. You know, I want to try to sell you guys any products that I don't use myself, and I would tell you about this sponsor, you know, this particular product, if it wasn't sponsored. It's just something I use in my daily life. So, when they contacted us to run an ad, I was like, "What? You want to pay me to talk about your product? That's unnecessary." But okay, I guess, you know. I'd also like to point out that ad-free versions of the show are available to tier 7 or higher patrons. If that's your thing, I mean, the ads do help support us, but so does Patreon, so, you know, totally up to you. I mean, I'm not twisting anybody's arm here. It's just, we would like to give everybody options, so, really, again, after the show blew up, nothing's changed. It's all the same. It's just the same exact show you've been listening to for 4 years. Nothing. So, yes, exactly the same show, as all our fans will tell you.
Living room, bedrooms, dinettes. Oh, yeah, you can find them at the market. We talking about flea market. Montgomery, it's just like a mini mall. Oh, yeah, come shop with us. I said flea market, Montgomery. It's just like a mini mall. Hey, you heard me. Come shop. Living rooms, bedrooms, dinettes. We got it. You need it. You'll find it. It's just like a mini mall. Hey, you heard me. Come shop. I said flea market, Montgomery. It's just like a mini mall. Hey. Living rooms, bedrooms, dinettes. Oh, yeah. You can find them at the market. We talking about flea market. Montgomery. It's just like a mini mall. Hey. Don't stop. Let's make it a dance. Come on now. To the left.
To the left.
To the right.
To the right.
Let's do this dance. Hey. To the left.
To the left.
To the right.
To the right.
Let's make this a dance. Flea market. Montgomery. It keeps you jumping. It's just like a mini mall. Check it out now, everybody, like this now. Hey, flea market, Montgomery. It's just like a mini mall. Don't stop, let's dance. Flea market, Montgomery. It's just like a mini mall.
Let's bring it on down now. Oh yeah, I know you're gonna like this. Come on now.
It's just like,
you know what to say.
It's just like,
you know what I mean.
It's just like,
you know it, so why don't you just come on and say it?
It's just like a mini mall.
Yeah, you said it. It's just like a mini mall. Yeah, you like this. Come on now, flea market.
So, first, in honor of Black History Month, let's shine the spotlight on the game's professional soldier, Bangalore. And what a beautiful African-American woman she is. Her given name is Anita Williams, and she is 35 years old. Anita joined the Apex Games to try to earn money for a ticket back home after her IMC unit was ambushed in the Outlands by the militia. She's a born soldier, hard as nails, top in her class at the IMC Academy. And the IMC, of course, stands for, well, you guys know what it stands for. her passive ability is called Double Time, where she gains increased speed whenever she is fired upon, which is a real hide saver in those hairy firefights when you need to get to the closest bit of cover. Her tactical ability is the smoke launcher, which also helps conceal her movements. You combine those two, and the enemy squad is going to have a tough time. They're going to have to work overtime to do damage to this pretty lady. And her ultimate ability is Rolling Thunder, which is a thrown grenade that makes coordinates for an airstrike. Marks coordinates for an airstrike, I'm sorry. I'll edit that out. Yeah, so, you know, she's a strong, independent woman, too, that should be said. Next up, in no particular order, not going by this up on the EA website, of course, is Bloodhound. He truly is a man of mystery. And all that's really known about him is he is one of the greatest game hunters of all time. Rumors abound regarding his origin. His real name, where he comes from, his age, no one knows. He's not telling. He is a religious fellow, however, offering prayers to the old gods, the Norse gods, for a bountiful hunt. He has he's a tracker, so he has tracking abilities as that's his natural passive ability. He gets indications if somebody has walked into an area recently or they've bled out, opened a door. He's a tracker. His tactical ability is called Eye of the Allfather, which sends out a wave of senses, almost like a bat's radar. Some say the man is half bat. And some of that's in some of the more remote, superstitious regions of the frontier, that rumor spreads. And his ultimate ability is Beast of the Hunt, which drains the world of color for a time, save for Bloodhound's prey, which he sees as bright red. So no one can hide when Bloodhound is on the trail. I am the hunter the gods have sent. Next is Caustic, the toxic trapper. In a former life, he was known as Alexandra Knox, a scientist for Humbert Labs. Knox was one of their most prized employees, a workaholic, and a company man. But he had a dark side to go along with his obsession for pesticides. He had to seek out living subjects to test his new formulas, and following a confrontation with the head of Humbert Labs, there was a fire and an explosion, and no one saw Alexandra Knox again. But a warrior named Caustic started to compete in the Apex Games right around that time, so who knows? Wink. He's a ripe 48 years old, the most experienced and mature of the legends, but really, he's also he's a straight Caucasian man who clearly used his privilege to get his job at Humbert Labs. Well, you know, oppressed minorities like Bangalore were having their families torn apart while she was in the military, so we don't condone that sort of problematic backstory here at Legends of Lore, so we're boycotting Caustic, and we reach out and ask our listeners to also not play as him. I'm not even going to read his abilities because, again, you shouldn't play as him. You know, we're going to start a petition to have him removed from the game, or at the very least, make him gay. At LegLore Official on Twitter. Let's show EA we don't have to tolerate hate here. They've been named worst company in the world for a reason. Next up is, well, finally for the week, actually, and totally not because this bit is getting old and I'm sick of it already, is Gibraltar, the shielded fortress. According to his official bio, he's a gentle giant with a wild side, which I take to mean gay sex, and so he's okay by us. We'll give him the stamp of approval. And he's Samoan or something like that, so that's good too. And reading on, him and his boyfriend get caught in a mudslide. So yeah, gay sex. It's obviously that was right. I was right about that. He's got a shield or something, and yeah, I played way too much fucking Apex Legends this week. The game is so fucking good. I try not to fucking obsess over a single game, just for fucking variety's sake. You know what I mean? I try not to get caught up in the trap of fucking, fucking like, oh, this game, like a game could be really good and shit, and just exclusively play, especially like fucking like multiplayer games and shit, just fucking like as good as they are. It's just like you get caught up in it, you fucking play it for hundreds and hundreds of hours and shit, and it's fucking like, oh yeah, you're having fun and shit, but you always end up missing out the stuff that like comes out around that time, and fucking it just kind of fucks with your sense of overall gaming, of the time, which again, I've fallen in that trap plenty. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about me. So I was trying not to do that. But Apex did get its hooks in me pretty good. And PSA is, if you have Twitch Prime, subscribe to Legends of Lore. Now just link your account for 5 free Apex packs if you fucking link your Twitch Prime and your whatever Origin. And then fucking 5 free, and you get a fucking skin too for Pathfinder, I think. Just like a purple skin. And again, if you have Amazon Prime, subscribe to me on Twitch. Just kidding. Don't do that. I don't think you even can. I'm not fucking monetized. I'm not a partner or whatever the fuck. Apex Legends is fucking really good. I'm hooked on it to the point that I play it fucking every day, you know what I mean? I tell myself, like, all right, dude, I'm going to fucking just play something else. Like, this, I'm just not going to play at all. Not going to play Apex today. Just focus on whatever, something else, and take a day off because, there is plenty of shit, out there. New games, like, brand new that is coming out. Like, it's been a busy fucking few weeks as far as new releases go. I'm just fucking like, oh, whatever, I'll play other shit. No, I should be digging into those and I will. I'll go into the other games I played, and some of those games are really fucking good. Metro Exodus is fucking excellent. Just to fucking throw that out there, the game is fucking great. But then I'm like fucking like, well, it's not that late. It's not. I'm like fucking like, I can stop this one a little bit early and get in a game or two of fucking Apex, and then before you know it, I'm fucking like zombified at work because I haven't fucking slept at all. I was fucking up way too late playing Apex. Right now I look fucking homeless. More homeless than usual because I can't even fucking find the time to like shave. Shave my fucking beard in the past like month or two. I'm just fucking like, I don't know, dude, I could shave, or alternatively, fucking one more game of Apex is what it comes down to. So, some say video games can be addictive, and others say they're murder simulators, but the truth lies somewhere in between. I'm just addicted to murder is really what, that's the truth. And I've officially gone through my fucking online multiplayer shooter cycle here with fucking Apex, where fucking phase one, the game's new, and I seem to be, like, amazing at it. I'm winning, like, every, like, four games or so I was with fucking Apex. And fucking, like, oh, this game's easy, dude. Fucking, it's cool. You can actually get wins pretty regularly. I was having no problem getting kills and shit, and yeah, you know, just my very general video game knowledge and skill makes me fucking godlike, you know, when fucking nobody knows what they're doing, and I can just fucking, like, well, I've played video games before, I can just fucking just pick it up, and oh yeah, this is similar to this, and I get this, and fucking, like, you know, like, again, just like the general 30 plus years of fucking playing games, it's like, all right, yeah, cool, I know how to fucking pick up a gun and shoot it and fucking aim, I'm fine. You're really good at first, and then there's phase two, where I think there's, you know, there's a combination of, like, losers with no life playing the game fucking 24/7, and, you know, then you get the actual fucking, like, professionals, or, you know, highly skilled players anyway, who are coming into it because it's popular, you know, and fucking, like, you know, people start, like, grouping up and forming, like, real teams with, like, strategies. Well, I'm at the mercy of fucking random assholes that I'm fucking matched up with, and I'm going in by myself. But although I have played a few fucking games with people in my group and shit that I've, whatever, you know, I'm on fucking voice chat, and, you know, people I've met other places, and not, like, regularly, or I don't have, like, a team. It's just fucking a couple of people on my friends list of, like, oh, okay, we'll play a couple of games. I think they bail, like, fucking, you know, I've only played a couple times. I think they fucking kind of, like, bailed, and then they realize, like, oh yeah, this guy's played a lot and he's fucking, like, whatever. And they're like, oh, but he's not a sharp shooter. He's going to fucking single-handedly get them wins. So, as you know, from fucking listening to this show, I'm not the best communicator, nor am I particularly entertaining or have anything to really offer anybody socially. So it's not that. I don't have a lot going for me, I'll be honest. And now with Apex, I'm at the final phase, which is somewhere in between phase one and two, where it's like, well, now I'm getting slightly, like, competent at the game, and I'm a notch above average, but there are people I get fucking matched against that just fucking eat my fucking lunch. I have no chance against them whatsoever. You know what I mean? It's fucking just, you might as well fucking flip a coin as far as teammates go too. So, yeah, I'm still getting the Rambos and the fucking butt buddies I'm playing with. And, another category I've noticed, and we'll call them the runners, which is, you know, you drop in with this fucking random team, like, all right, everyone's together, like, you know, everything looks good at first, and you get a good drop, you're away from everything else, it seems quiet, and it's fucking like, all right, dropped in a fucking high loot area, plenty of stuff here to fucking grab, you know, the team's together, and then there's a guy just fucking, like, just one guy just fucking be like, not even like, anyway, I wouldn't classify him as, like, he's not like he's gonna, like, looking for a fight, but just like a guy just, like, beelining, like, running in a straight line, just fucking, he's just stopping to loot, but, you know, he's just fucking, like, some fucking people are really just bad at looting, I guess. I'm just fucking, like, he's just running, you know what I mean, just fucking straight line, straight through fucking houses, picking up, like, they'll loot, like, direct, like, whatever's, like, directly in front of them on the floor, like the ground floor of a house they'll go through, and then they'll just fucking, like, just keep going, just, like, keep running, you know what I mean? And I'll try to kind of, like, keep up with them, because, you know, I found that people who are overly aggressive, who get into fucking, like, firefights for no apparent reason, I mean, it's like, hey, you know, you're probably not gonna, it's like, ah, I'm probably not gonna win this fucking game unless they're, again, you get the occasional one person who's, like, genuinely, like, that good that they can fucking, like, you know, take on, like, two or three people shooting at them at once. I mean, chances are low that that's the case, and fucking the chances are low, even if they're good, that they're going to be able to do that throughout the game and fucking, like, win and shit. But, again, it's not likely, but it's like, yeah, they are. I'll follow them, the guys who just fucking, like, run off like that, just because they are, like, good early warning systems anyway, where they're fucking just like stomping around like elephants and getting fucking lit up and shit. And yeah, you know, you'll find out where the other people are anyway. So yeah, but yeah, the guys who always like just run in a straight line, and I'll try fucking following them. Maybe they, you know, maybe they know some fucking like secret spot they're going to. I don't know. Like, I have no idea. They don't. I mean, usually they fucking don't. They're just fucking like running to nowhere. Just fucking like, I'm just running. Like, you know what I mean? Where are you going? Like, you know. All right, just fucking, I just like follow them. Like, let's run, I guess. And, but then you see, yeah, so, you know, again, there's like looting shit that's like directly in their path. But, and then like, I'm following them. And it's like, oh, I'll look over and just off the path where they're running, like 2 feet away in a building that just fucking blew past. Like, well, I see something purple there. It's like, oh, there's fucking like purple armor right there and on the ground. And I can clearly see it. They're like a window. I just have to move 5 feet over from where this fucking guy's running. You know what I mean? And you're finding all this good shit, like laying down. It's like, ah, well, we're not going to pass that up. So meanwhile, he's just fucking running with fucking level one armor and, you know, the first fucking pistol he picked up. And yeah, again, people just suck at looting, I guess. Like, as retarded as that sounds, it's true. It's just fucking like, you just can't, like, dude, just again, drop in an area plenty of time. You know what I mean? Like, you'll be like in the ring and shit and just fucking, dude, it'll say like high loot area and it's fucking purple shit everywhere. And just fucking like, I'm just going to run right through it, dude. I don't know. Again, for some reason, people think the fucking objective of the game is to get kills, and yeah, it's definitely not. I've heard people justify why they like drop into super crowded areas at the start, you know, it's like, oh, well, I'm trying to like practice, like, you know, I'm practicing like shooting or whatever. It's like, I kind of get that, but as I've said before, chances are the first fucking gun or two that you pick up in some random area that you drop, you're fucking like practicing with fucking, I don't know, it's going to be like a dog shit gun you fucking, you know, that you're practicing with, and you're the people you're shooting at, and the people who are fucking like shooting at you, it's like, yeah, well, they also have like garbage weapons and like no shields, and they're also fucking running around and shit, and they're not like set up in any kind of like actual position with their squad either, and everyone's just fucking like scrambling like, I don't know, like a gay black fucking Jew actor from Chicago pretending their head's in a noose or something. So yeah, then the other issue that I'm having seemed to happen every time I had someone in my party, which yeah, first of all, like, nothing against like them. It's not fucking, I mean, the people I was playing with, like I grouped up with, like nothing against them. Like it's, but yeah, it's almost like preferable, like not to use the voice chat in Apex Legends. You know what I mean? Where it's fucking that ping system is so good and like precise that, it, you know, I had somebody I was playing with who was like fucking like, oh dude, enemy at like 310, maybe 320. And I'm like fucking, what the fuck are you, like, what are you talking about, dude? And fucking like, oh right, there's a fucking compass at the top of the screen, I guess. I never fucking look at, because you don't really have to, and it's more fucking, it's like more precise to just like double tap at the fucking ping button. And yeah, and just saying that, like saying the direction they are doesn't tell me where they are exactly, like what floor of a house or what height. And again, you double click fucking RB, you can get a nice fucking red marker exactly where you're looking at, or however, like other fucking like gaming lingo too to go around with that. A fucking, you know, oh dude, let's hot drop this time. Like what the fuck? Like, what does that mean? Like, wait, hot drop? What, you want me to fucking like take a dump or what? Like, I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. The major issue I run into when things are going well, when the fucking, you know, I'm playing, the fucking squad is together, everyone's all fucking like geared up, and all the fucking ADD kids playing the game are like long dead, and like, all right, we've been here for a while, we have what we need, and now the circle is getting tight, and there's like whatever, like five or less squads left, and we've got good position and everyone's fucking like taking it slow and moving like methodically. It's like, all right, this seems good. Nobody's just fucking like popping off shots at somebody that's a fucking mile away and trying to chase them down. You know what I mean? It's fucking, it's like, it seems like you have a good team, a good chance to win. But then, you know, even if you have fucking like excellent position on like another squad and it's, you know, it's like, all right, well, now it's time to fight. Like, there's really no way around it. We have to fucking take these guys out. And it's fucking like, all right, you have this fucking perfectly executed shootout and fucking guys are like dropping or fucking like running away and shit. And you know what I mean? It's fucking like, all right, dude, we got this, dude. We fucking pulled this off. We'll be able to at least fucking get this fucking, you know, this squad down and shit. You know, it's a small fucking safe area left and shit. But yeah, what inevitably fucking happens is fucking like, all right, dude, we took it slow and shit and fucking like, all right, executed this, dude. All right, we got to drop on this one enemy squad here. But then you get fucking sandwiched between like, they have like the other fucking squads all fucking like converge onto your point, you know, when it's, you get fucking ass pinchered, and the pincher maneuver they do, where it's fucking, it's like, oh, you know, the other two squads heard the shot, so they all just rush in. It's fucking like, oh, great, well, now we killed the one team, and now we have two of them, you know, two other squads just fucking directly, dude, like, you know, opposite us and fucking us up. I don't know how to really remedy that exactly, other than maybe don't be the first team to shoot when you're fucking at the end, towards the end of the game, or, you know, or have somebody who's checking your back, which, you know, looking back and shit, even when you're fighting, just making sure there's not other people running up behind you. Again, I guess, like, ideally you should be doing that anyway, but, again, random fucking squads. I try to be the one who's kind of just like, all right, dude, I'll hang back and just look back and just see if there's other shit going on. yeah, the last game I won was like that towards the end. Where, yeah, we wiped out an entire squad, or we had like two or three of the squad dead that we were fighting, and yeah, we're all fucking like scrambling after the fucking the one guy left in the fucking squad who's like running off and like, you know, dipping out and fucking hiding behind shit and like healing. And then I hear like enemy spotted, where I'm like fucking like, what, dude? Am I looking to nowhere on my screen? I'm looking where I know the last guy is. Like, I thought he was like the person on my team is trying to point out where the one last guy on the squad that we were fighting with was like running to. And I'm like, no, not there. No, there's nobody they're looking. So I turn around and like, sure enough, somebody's like trying to fucking like shoot us in the ass. So I turned around and help the guy who saw the guy who's like flanking us. So, you know, killed him. I guess he was probably like one person left in the squad. Like we killed them. And then we have like the final push is just like a straight up, which is like a straight fair, like 3-on-3 fight between us and the last squad. You know, it's like our team at three, their team at three. That last squad was like held up, like they're hiding in a house and fucking like, I shot a fucking zip line over the house they were in as a Pathfinder who, I've actually kind of grown quite fond of fucking Pathfinder. Though he's pretty gay at first, but you know, it's just fucking stupid robot. But don't overlook him just because he's fucking dumb, you know, like goofy and shit. Like, his fucking abilities are actually really useful. But we'll save that for part two of the character bios fucking next week, I'm sure, because for Jesus fucking Christ, I suck. But yeah, so, you know, I shoot a fucking zip line over there, like, over the house that they're in. The Wraith on our team, like, zip lines over the house, and fucking me and a hot, beautiful African-American woman, Bangalore, we're like, hanging back, trading, like, long-range fire with somebody who's, like, in the doorway of the house, and another person's, like, on the roof. So, I mean, the other team that they were fighting is basically doing what I was doing in the fucking war story that I shared last week, you know. Maybe they were fans, maybe they were getting fucking pro strats from GFP if I had to hold down a house. But, yeah, you know, our guy goes, yeah, the Wraith goes, our Wraith goes, like, over the house. Like, maybe not the best move at that time when they have, like, the advantage when they're being inside, but, Yeah, I see that. Like, I'm like, all right, well, she's just taking the zip line over. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to follow her. If I can just let her go a little ways and I'll jump on just so I can, like, you know, see, keep an eye on her and fucking, like, still keep firing in the doorway as I'm ziplining. You know, if I had, like, an LMG and just fucking, like, fire, just keep fucking, like, you know, if I see any movement, it's fucking just keep firing. You know, take some of the fucking heat off of her, whatever she's doing, trying to be sneaky back there. So, she gets down. I kind of saw that coming of fucking, like, well, they're gonna see her fucking going over, obviously. But, again, so we try to keep some fire at the front. So I'm like, all right, well, she's down. So I drop down, like, at the doorway of the house and fucking, like, peek into the room and see. I'm like, well, she did something. I don't know if we, I kind of lost eyes on her, but she fucking at least downed one of them. At some point, so, you know, so this fucking one of the enemies is down. She's down on our team. One of the enemies is down in the house, and fucking somebody's like reviving him. And then the third person on their team is like on the floor above both of them, like giving them cover. I have like with their back against the wall and shit. So I'm like, well, they're pretty fucking, like, again, they're really fucking tactically sound here. I'll give them that. But I'm like, well, I'm not just gonna let them fucking revive this fucker. So. I see that, and I'm like, all right, this is what's going on. So I start fucking, like, tossing grenades and, letting loose with a shotgun on the one that's, like, on the second floor that's, like, on Overwatch. Not the game Overwatch. The one that's on the top floor, I'm fucking just like, all right, well, that's the one who's a threat. So I'm like, all right, dude, fucking start shooting at them. I'm not even sure what the fuck happened with my teammates at that point, because fucking... The Wraith got up somehow, like either the other person on my team, like, went over there too and revived her, or maybe she had, like, that legendary shield that lets you, like, self-revive. But I'm like, all right, dude, I'm just fucking, like, laying fire on the, again, the one reviving and the fucking one that's, like, the Bangalore that's fucking, like, you know, a threat that's fucking, like, watching over them. Yeah, but I back up because it's like, all right, well, she was shooting at me. We're just kind of like trading fucking, like, shots and shit. So I pop a fucking shield, like a shield refill, and someone else on the team goes down, on my team goes down. They fucking start, like, crawling towards me, and that's always, like, you know, I'm like hiding behind a wall and shit, and I'm just fucking like, well, that's always a tough decision, like, every time. It's like, do you want to, like, revive this person or not? Like, as you're fighting somebody, and it's fucking like, all right, I really should, you know? So I do. I fucking revive the person on our team who was down, and the other team must have given up on trying to revive their fucking down guy. So it's like, all right, cool. So now it's like 3-on-2, and I start fucking, like, working on fucking somebody else who's fucking down. I've lost track at this point. So somebody else is, like, dead. It's like fucking, like, smoke and shit in there. I'm like, all right, somebody else on their team is also down. I'm just not gonna let them even try to revive them again. So just start fucking, like, working on them, fucking shooting the shields and shit. But then I think better of it, and I'm just like, all right, dude, fuck this. So it's gonna start fucking, you know, they're pretty hurt, to start fucking chasing after. There's only, like, one other person left on the team, so yeah, they were a slippery bastard, like, hopping up on the roof and fucking dropping back down into the house through, like, a hole in the fucking ceiling and shit. And yeah, and we kept, like, losing her, and but I finally fucking spot her in a corner, like, trying to, like, re-up her shields, and fucking, I'm just like, all right, dude, I'm like, all right, I got her here. I see her with the fucking thing out, the little fucking blue, like, shield thing, or, like, a Phoenix kid. I'm like, all right, dude. Couple fucking shotgun shells to the face, and fucking, yeah, I'm your new Apex champion. And yeah, it happened so rarely now that it was worth talking about, you know. I'm a fucking war hero, so show some respect.
Sometime I might be traffic line. Your future dream is a shopping scheme, 'cause I wanna be anarchy in the city.
And let's transition from game I played way too much of this week into games I didn't play, which is one of the most popular segments of the show. Yeah, so I didn't play Anthem. I could have. I actually think I could have played the first 10 hours of it on fucking EA Access, which I subscribe to even. I could have fucking done that, but I didn't. Yeah, Anthem was a game I wasn't sure of. Like, graphically, it looked good, but you know, I kept hearing comparisons to fucking like Destiny, or oh, you know, it's a co-op looter shooter and blah blah blah. So that's not really my thing. And now that it's out, and while I do take reviews with a huge fucking grain of salt, like other people's reviews don't really trust, but yeah, the reviews aren't good for Anthem. Generally, they're pretty shitty, actually. And anything like positive that I hear about it, it's usually something like, "Well, you know, they could fix it. You know, just for now, I'm just happy with just grinding the same shit over and over again to get better loot." And ugh, you know, fucking gross. It just sounds like another, like, you know, time sync with your friend's game with no real fucking, like, substance to it, like that type of thing. Just fucking, and yeah, the general bad reviews kind of coincides with my personal experience with the game, which I played the beta, you know, the beta was a fucking broken mess. And even then I'm like, I don't know, dude, I was hanging off on it, like, for now, and just, the beta was fucking trash for me, but maybe they'll fix it again. It's a beta. I'm not really holding that against it, but, you know, and then fucking the reviews are all this fucking like, oh no, this game's just pretty much crap. So, That just kind of sealed the deal. Like, well, I'm just going to either not play this or just like wait until again, it's all be on like EA Access in like a fucking year or something for free. So maybe then it'll be fixed. Like, who knows, but not looking good right now. So, you know, I think if I'm going to play any kind of like looter shooter anytime soon, it's probably going to be The Division, which at least that game worked in the beta, you know what I mean? And fucking I had a good time and with it. And from judging from the first Division, it's like, well, that, you know, the first Division, I just kind of played it as like a single player, just like a story fucking based game, you know, just like a single player just doing all the missions once. And like, that was fun. Like, I had fun with it. And Division 2 just seems like it still has that. And it just seems a little bit more variety to it. It seems fucking like, I don't know. So, it'll love single player content worth playing, you know. And I think the most notable review for Anthem came from our Aussie friend, GGG Man Lives, who we've mentioned him on the show before. Again, GGG Man Lives, like, I like his reviews. Like, he knows what he's talking about. Definitely, like, particularly when it comes to shooters, you know. And his tastes usually align pretty close to mine. Sometimes to the point that I watch his videos and that like stops me from like doing my own review. Like, oh, I should review this game. And then fucking I watch like his little video and fucking, you know, his review for it. It's like, well, he just pretty much just said exactly what the fuck I was going to say. So why fucking bother? But now it's fucking like, if I'm even thinking about like reviewing or playing a game, like, well, I'm going to play it first before I fucking even watch his shit, because it's fucking, like, he's just going to, you know what I mean? He's played it and shit, and his review is probably going to be pretty close to what I'm doing. So what I think, so I'm not going to fucking use that and then, you know, fucking like subconsciously fucking take that in. So I'll wait till I'm done with the game before I fucking watch his shit. So, anyway, he was part of some like EA influencers campaign where EA partnered up with YouTubers and gave them an early copy of the game to review. And I mean, they were probably expecting, you know, it's just fucking, they're doing that for free advertisement for Anthem, more or less. So fucking like, oh, well, let's give this to popular YouTubers and they'll play the game and that'll, you know, get eyes on it and blah, blah, blah. And probably in the hopes, too, that those guys would fucking give them more or less like positive impressions on the game, and they would want to like maintain a relationship with EA later on, so they can keep getting like, you know, free early copies of their games, which would drive more traffic to their channels and so on and so forth. So, you know, it's that whole fucking morally, ethically gray area type thing of like, you know, reviewers and fucking publishers and developers and the getting free games and blah, 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 and all that shit. So yeah, they give GGG Man Lives a copy, and yeah, his review is basically fucking just like, the Anthem's trash. Like, this game's awful. So, yeah, but more fucking in depth than that, but he doesn't like it. And again, including some of the issues that I had with the beta for like the 2 seconds that I actually fucking got to be in game in the beta, where it's fucking, he's just like, yeah, the game just runs like shit. And like, fucking, you know, like, no matter what, like, he kept fucking with the graphic settings. And like, it doesn't make a difference. Like, this game just runs like crap on fucking PC. And the rest of the game fucking blows too, apparently. So, yeah, then there was some fiasco regarding his contract and the program there, that he was in the EA fucking partner, not partners, but whatever, affiliate or influencers, blah, 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 that whatever the fucking thing was, the program he signed up for to get the game. They were saying his review was too negative to have like an EA watermark on the footage he was using. So again, I don't know exactly what the fucking deal was. And but yeah, he had to re-upload the review and take out like the watermark, where they'd be like an EA symbol on like the lower one of the corners or whatever. And fucking like, they told him he couldn't do that because his review was too negative. So I don't know. I just think it's fucking hilarious. It's just fucking like, you know, here, try our game and put out your honest review of it. Like, you know, it's like, all right, yeah, it's fucking garbage. You know what I mean? Like, fucking, that's like the review is fucking, it's like, this game sucks. Like, good man, you know what I mean? I know I knew I fucking liked that guy for a reason. That Andy could break down like exactly why Wolfenstein 2 is complete shit in a much more articulate way than me, which my review of Wolfenstein. I wrote a review, but the gist of it is like this game is fucking gay as shit. So so no Anthem for me. I think I can safely skip that one for now. Again, but I did finish Metro Exodus, and yeah, that game is fucking great. I might have to let it like sit a little bit longer, you know what I mean? It's fucking just I want to like replay it on hardcore too, but I might like it more than Metro 2033. That's high praise coming from me. I really fucking loved 2033. In Exodus, like what they did with the fucking the train and shit, and all the hubs that you visit, and fucking the levels and shit, the little fucking open world areas that really fucking paid off. They really fucking nailed just how different it is from the previous games. They really just fucking like, well, we're gonna. But they still like made it like 100%. It's like, you know, this is a fucking like a Metro game. Like it draws a lot from the other ones, but it's fucking like it's its own thing. Like it's just more, it's just bigger and fucking blown out and shit, and just fucking very impressive how they fucking just blend like the heavy narrative. It's still like very story based, very narrative driven, and then it's fucking like, oh, here's some linear levels, here's some fucking like open world freeform areas, and fucking like some of those are like so big, but they're still like dense and shit. And yeah, I just don't think you really can't experience and explore all of it in one playthrough. You know, there's just like so much I feel like I fucking missed. Like, you know, as soon as I fucking finished, I'm like, I think I missed a shit ton of stuff. Even though I played it for like probably like 30 plus hours to get through it, I'm like, I still feel like I missed a lot of shit there. And I was playing it like painstakingly slow, you know, and people were like bitching about that in the fucking chat. I'm like, oh, dude, fucking this game over yet? And the fucking boss like, no, it's not. And I was like, dude, I'm fucking having fun. I'm fucking like, I was having fun with it and shit. But it's fucking like, I'm really slow, like fucking digging through like every little area, trying to find everything. And you know, I'd cross a bridge or like take a zip line to like another like bank of a river or something, and then like turn back and like see like, oh, there's like all like these caves and like buildings and shit that I didn't even fucking like notice. And I was going through and I didn't get to fucking explore them and shit. So it's like, fuck, you know what I mean? It's like, dude, I still miss like in this area. I missed a ton of shit. Plenty of side quests too. I somehow fucked up in one way or another. I'm tempted to just like look at a guide to see like where everything is, like, you know, like fucking when you get cut off from certain areas and like so the branching paths and the story and all that. And just again, I've looked through a walkthrough, I've beaten it, so I don't feel terrible now about that. Like, I'm not gonna fucking spoil anything, so I've already gone through it once, so going through it again, I might do that. Namely, too, to get a fucking good ending for the game, because, yeah, I got the bad one, and it was bad. Like the bad ending's pretty bad, in every sense of the word. Because, yeah, as much as I usually like the bad endings in games, like the bad ending in 2033, I actually loved it. I thought that was great. Like, in Exodus, it's kind of like, yeah, it's just kind of like abrupt, like it just kind of ends, and so it's a little unsatisfying. Spoiler alert, I guess, like fucking Artyom dies in the bad ending, and he also, you know, he dies in the bad ending of like 2033 too, but that seemed like more in line of like the theme of that game, where it was just the entire game was just kind of like hopeless and like depressing, and you know, the world was just dark and shit, and like he sacrificed himself to either saved or he further helped destroy what was left of like civilization and shit, and just fucking like it was just kind of, and it was just like vague, and they left it like open to interpretation. It was just kind of like this artistic, just fucking like, all right, well, the dude's dead and like whatever, like he's going nuts and he had fucking like radiation poisoning and blah blah blah, and fucking like, yeah, and it was like the first Yeah, it was only there was only that game at that point too. So it was like, oh, that's a cool like standalone game. Like, this is fucking cool as shit to get that ending. But then there was another like the good ending in that game was more, you know, I guess it would be like the canon ending, which led into the other ones and shit. So, but and the last chapter in Exodus, it just like it didn't seem like that was the end. Like it was cool and shit. Like it was literally cool. You know, you're back in like a snowy, irradiated city, and that's after like the most like open and alive and just like the greenest areas in the game, where you know, you're going through like a forest and shit. It's, you know, it's just this huge fucking forest, and it's fucking like, you know, treetop forts and shit, and fucking all the shit you're going through is like a lot of people there, like a ton of people, a ton of survivors in this huge fucking huge area. So so then you're back in like just like this dead fucking snowy city, and there's some 2033 callbacks where you're fucking, they have you like saving a kid in there, and there's these fucking terrifying giant apes that are back and shit from the first one, and they chase you if they hear you. They're blind, they go by sound, so almost like the lickers in Resident Evil 2, but the apes from fucking Metro 2033. So and yeah, you're having fucking like flashbacks and like hallucinations from, you know, it's like a high radiation area, so you're having like all this like weird shit happen as you're going through, and you're going through like all this shit too to get like to medicine to save your wife who's sick, and so it's like fucking you do. It's like, all right, cool. I got through. It's pretty intense with these fucking goddamn apes everywhere and fucking like, you know, trying to like sneak around and breaking, you know, going through this broken glass on the ground, and they're fucking just making it through these areas without getting your fucking head ripped off, and so I go through that, and then fucking in the bad ending, it's just fucking like, all right, now you're dead. Like, that's how it ends. It's fucking, it's like, ah, it's kind of shitty, dude. I don't know. It's just like a fucking, like a long drawn out scene where everyone in your crew is like coming to your bedside as you're dying and fucking like praying for you, and you're like fading in and out of consciousness. And, you know, you found a map to what you believe is like a safe area anyway. It's like untouched by the fucking the radiation. It's fucking like, oh no, we found an actual place that's like still like good, still fucking, you know what I mean, still like we should be able to live there, and that's the whole like point of the game. And so that's like the whole build up of it, and then just kind of like cuts to Artyom's gravestone, and there's like a voiceover and shit, and like the credits are rolling, and it's just like it didn't even have like that punch that 2033 had. It just feels like fucking, it's like after that level too, like that snow level, like the last one, I was like, oh, well, there's got to be more to this. Like, this doesn't feel like the last level. Like, this feels like this should be like a big, like, you know, fucking punch to it at the end. But it's fucking like, oh no, you get that. Just kind of people talking to you, and then it's fucking the end. You know what I mean? Like, didn't feel, you know, it felt like there should be more. But again, I don't know how the other ending is, but the bad ending, which fucking, it just feels like it's the wrong ending. You know what I mean? It feels like, well, I don't know what the other one is. So, there's only one way to find out how the game ends, the other way. Play it again for 40 hours. There's no other way on the internet to find out what the other ending is. But again, that's okay with me, because fucking Metro Exodus is fucking fantastic. Again, it's definitely a little janky and buggy, and kind of like the pacing of the game is all over the place, but that's also kind of part of the charm, you know what I mean? Like, that was a problem with one of the big problems with Last Light. It was just kind of like over-polished, and it's felt too like fucking like, you know, fucking this like mainstream, just like, this is just like a shooter and fucking whatever, with a slow shooter, as it was what that felt like. But this is just fucking more just like this narrative heavy game where it's fucking, you go out and it's more like simulation and shit. So why I like it. So, it's also fucking spooky as shit. Those fucking scurrying spider things you have to fucking shine a light on to fucking like keep them away from you. Like, terrifying. A couple good fucking jump scares in there too, that are also involve spiders and fucking bears. Oh my. Speaking of crack and bad reviews, I played Crackdown 3, which, according to the internet, is a garbage last-gen LOL Microsoft game that looks like more of Crackdown 1. And kind of, sort of. I mean, Crackdown 3 doesn't look great, but I wouldn't say it looks bad either. That's the thing. Like, I was seeing all like the preview thing, all the preview videos and shit. Every comment is just fucking like, oh my god, this game looks like shit and blah blah blah. But it's fucking like, man, looks pretty good, dude. I don't know. At least it's fucking like clean looking. And yeah, it's been a while since I played Crackdown 1, but you know, if fucking like 3 is similar to that, then fucking, I guess Crackdown 1 still fucking a blast to play, because fucking, yeah, I was having quite a bit of mindless fun playing fucking Crackdown 3. It turns out that jumping around and collecting agility orbs and leveling your agent up, still really fucking satisfying. He says fucking just like, dude, this is fucking fun. Like, yeah, I just kind of get lost in that and fucking trying to just jumping around and getting orbs and shit and just fucking playing for hours. I'm like, this is pretty fucking fun. Like, I don't know, dude, I've been fucking fun playing it. And the gunplay in the game is blah, you know, it's fucking just you auto target, and once you're locked onto somebody, you can use the right stick and flick that to different body parts, like a, you know, like Grand Theft Auto Rockstar combat, which is not good. No, you know, it's but at least in Crackdown, it's snappier, it's fucking faster, and the, you know, the game's all fucking over the top and fucking like super fast paced anyway. So you know, it's not fucking terrible. It's just fucking very simple. Just fucking lock on fucking instantly and just keep shooting, you know. Not terrible again. It's not great either. You know, it's not fucking anything to fucking really hold up as amazing fucking shooting. But same with the driving, you know, as the old fucking Grand Theft Auto controls going for it. As a matter of fact, I think there's some kind of connection there too. Like, some of the main guys that worked on Crackdown used to be at Rockstar or something like that. Don't quote me on that one, but it's something I fucking half remember of. Was it fucking like Doug Jones or some shit? Davy Jones, something like that. Like, fucking, like, I was pretty sure, like, one of the big guys who made, like, the Grand Theft Auto, like, left and sat up and worked on fucking Crackdown or whatever, which would make sense. But again, it's, I'm not going to look it up. It's something just like one of those hazy memories I have. So yeah, but the platforming, like the jumping around fucking rooftop to rooftop, hanging on ledges and fucking dashing in the air, and the 3D platforming is excellent. You know, it reminds me of ReCore, which, if you'll recall ReCore, that game had like the best fucking 3D Mega Man controls. Like, the ReCore is the best 3D Mega Man game, I would say. If, you know, it's fucking, Crackdown 3 might even be a little bit better than that. I don't know. Just not that as they have much fucking competition in that space, just because 3D platformers really aren't in vogue right now. You know, they're not trendy. So it's like, oh, it's not the cool thing right now. So, you know, it's like Crackdown's 3D platforming control. Now, the 3D platforming is great, but 3D platforming is not good. So therefore, Crackdown, oh, dude, it feels like an old game. You know what I mean? But fucking Wargroove and fucking Smash Brothers are fucking masterpieces. So yeah, it feels good to jump in the game. Like, to jump in the game. Yeah, you know, it's fine. It's precise, and they design all the fucking buildings and towers and shit, so you can like just make it over to where you want to go. You know, just barely fucking make it to the ledges and shit. And you're not really like fighting the camera, where, you know, you just have like a sense of where you're gonna land, and fucking you do like 95% of the time, like, all right, I think I'm gonna fucking, you know, if you can't, like, you know, over jump a platform, like jump above it, and like, all right, I think, you know, if I move the stick a little bit, you know, and stuff, like the controls are like just right, where it's like, all right, I know, like, give a good sense of where everything is, you know. And the fucking, the foot races are awesome. It's fucking just going through the rings and shit, and, you know, trying to just go as fast as you can, like rooftop to rooftop, to hit fucking checkpoints. Like, those are really fun. Much better than the vehicle races. You know, it's just a fucking a fun game to fucking fuck around in, pretty much, is what Crackdown 3 is. Yeah, I don't really fucking care about the story at all, but though I think it is kind of pathetic that the game has been in development for like 5 or 6 years or something like that, and they couldn't like finish the cutscenes even. They have like those terrible fucking Bayonetta, Mirror's Edge, fucking Street Fighter V bullshit fucking motion comic things, which is like a still image, and fucking they just kind of move a little bit, like they just like distorts the still image, and as there's like a voiceover. Maybe not as bad as Street Fighter V. as Street Fighter V, I think nothing is that bad. Street Fighter V was fucking awful. Where like the art was just fucking the art itself was fucking atrocious. But I don't know. Those motion comics always just seem fucking like lazy to me. You know, it's like fucking just like unfinished, lazy fucking way to do cutscenes. But but who cares? You know, as long as the fucking jumping is fun, they should have called the game Jump Man. Thus concludes fucking Black History Month at Grunt Free Press. Terry Crews performed the closing ceremonies. He's also a riot in fucking Crackdown 3. But, that's the end of Black History Month. So that brings us to next week, where we're gonna get fucking white trash as fuck with fucking BMX and rally racing, which, white people sports, so redneck shit, trials and fucking dirt, fucking Joe Dirt, the game. I mean, they might as well make a fucking Joe Dirt game if they're making a fucking Groundhog Days fucking game. Fucking Jesus Christ. Podcast at gruntfreepress.com for feedback. Black people, your deadline is February 28th, as always, and after that, the cops will come after you if you send an email. gruntfreepress.com. Go there. I'm Absolute Deicide. And just because you can press X to drop immediately, that doesn't mean you should. You fucking retards.
Some cultures are better than others. Some fish just can't swim in the same tank. Some folks have a high time preference and feel compelled to just grab the cash and run. So if you're feeling down or just got woke, go and throw a hate crime hoax. Hate crime hoax. The media loves you the most, because it's all the white man's fault. Have yourself a hate crime hoax. Sometimes there's just not enough oppression. Tom Wolfe had this hustle figured out. Diversity is just another grift. Cold hard cash is what it's all about. So if you want the cash, but won't do honest work, go and throw a hate crime hoax. Hate crime hoax. They pay blacks and Jews and Muslims the most. So if you want your hate of whitey subsidized, have yourself a hate crime hoax. Have yourself a hate crime hoax. Have yourself a hate crime hoax.